This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in to Auto World. I actually had a timing belt in my right hand, helping Wayne from the last hour. Do a little shout-out here for right off the bat. Wayne's listening to us on KBOI, News Talk KBOI, right here in the Boise, Idaho, Nampa, Caldwell area, Mountain Home. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Well, thanks, Wayne. I appreciate a little shout-out there to KBOI, News Talk KBOI, AM 670, and also 93.1 FM. Fixing his timing belt on his Toyota Camry, and sounds like we've got the cam gear off, so I got them all lined out. We'll get that Toyota Camry back on the road and burning some fuel. Appreciate it. Wayne's at work. We're listening, and I do appreciate it. Thanks. That's what it's all about, folks. Again, and Wayne asked me one thing. What's a good way of getting a hold of me? Let's start off right off the bat. You can get a hold of me right there on Facebook if you're a Facebook person. And just my name, Mark Evans, and I am sitting behind that famous silver microphone as I am right now. So that microphone's been with me for many, many years on radio since 1992. So anyway, and it's still working good. Quality. See, that's it. Buy quality, folks. Buy quality. How do you know it's the car or vehicle's quality? Is it always the price? Could it be that just because it's real expensive means it's good? No. It's kind of like your house. Think about it. You're sitting there listening to me right now. Look around your house, that room right now. Oh, there you go. Yeah, look around. Is it actually square? That's what I'm saying. Hip to be square, huh? Huey Lewis. That's what I'm saying. You got sheetrock cracks? Not good quality. Who built it? Didn't last long, did it? They didn't build a good foundation on the bottom of that wall. That house, now you got cracks. Well, just like a car. Wayne, listening to us on KBOI, News Talk KBOI, AM 670 and 93.1 FM. Quality. He bought a 98 Toyota Camry. It's been around forever. That's how you can help tell yourself what is a good brand and make and model because of has that model been around? The model. The manufacturer's been around forever. Whatever brand you're buying, Toyota. But yeah, they all have their faults. Toyota has models out there that I won't. The Tercel? What? Did I say Tercel? Yeah, there's some cheaper type of models. I mean, I'm talking about price, but the way they put them together and they build them cheaper because they wanted to give you a cheaper priced automobile so you'd buy it. And they also have the very expensive ones that are part of Lexus brand that are high quality. With that, let's get to the second hour, rationing. A little segment we like to call. Rationing's going to hit you this hour. Also, we have for you, I have what happened in this week in automotive history. Quite interesting, actually, that is all part of the new year coming and our future, too. Most of all, I want to hear from you, 855-660-4261. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Again, Facebook. You can get a hold of me there, follow me there on Facebook. You can message me at Facebook. That absolutely. The address is my name, Mark Evans. Head on over to Auto World Radio Facebook page, too. Again, email is good throughout the week. We have Eddie, the engine emailer, in the house. He takes care of your emails, so you can email me and keep in touch with me there. And if you'd like to give me your phone, I can call you and help you there. And again, it costs nothing to consult with you and or your repair shop or your detail shop, your transmission shop, your brake shop. I'm an ASE certified master technician for 48 years. My goodness. So I'm constantly studying, reading, memorizing. That's a good mechanic, folks. Another Auto World tip this second hour. As mechanicking, you have to tear it apart. You have to put it back together. Yeah, your best friend seems to be YouTube anymore, right? Huh? Yeah, because you can always go back and look at the video. I started with the zero YouTube. I do not do that. Don't have to. Been there, done that too many times. But a good mechanic can memorize it and move on. Can you imagine a mechanic? How about yourself? You have a toolbox in your garage, your shop, your living room, your kitchen. Let's just talk about your kitchen. Do all of you eat? You do? Good. You all eat, huh? I kind of figured so. What my point is here, you do know when you start to cook where that spatula is, in what drawer, top, bottom, middle, in the back, in the front, in the... See what I'm talking about? Tools of the kitchen. Can you imagine a mechanic? Hey, I got to do the timing belt on Wayne's 1998 Toyota Camry, and I need that one socket. Now, where is that one socket? I don't remember where it's at. I do not want him or her working on my car. Okay, let's get to it. Rationing. Are we spoiled or what? Rationing means what? Quite a few things. Well, rationing, back in the olden days, in fact, the United States Federal Office of Price Administration, the OPA, began its first rationing program to support World War II efforts on this day, this last week, in 1941. Limiting the number of tires any automobile driver could own to 5, period. This included the existing tires on any vehicle already owned by you, the driver. Originally designed as a consumer protection agency to stabilize prices and rents to prevent unwanted increases, the OPA shifted its mission to limiting purchases of certain goods once World War II broke out. Aside, folks, from tires, this included rationing of cars, metal, typewriters, bicycles, and food, among many, many other items. Essentially, all of us drivers, could apply for a certificate to purchase new tires through an OPA program. Vehicles deemed as essential included transportation trucks for food or fuels, public transportation, doctors, and safety and sanitary vehicles. After the war ended on both fronts, tire rationing in the United States continued until December 31st, 1945, through new cars had started rolling off the assembly line at that time period. So, rationing. I never lived it. We get what we want, we buy what we want. All we do is complain about the price of the tire. Stop it. I'm happy to say that I never lived that, and thank you for the folks, the veterans that did and fought for our country, for us to have tires out the yin-yang. We can buy them however many we want at any time. Yes, at many different prices. And especially those... Oh, yes, those fancy little wheels, the jewelry for your car, no rationing. Isn't it nice to go to the grocery store and buy as many T-bone steaks as you want, macaroni and cheeses as you want, no rationing? Just another reminder of, in fact, going into the new year, it's new, and it's fresh, and it's fun, and it's good. That's what it's all about. When we come back and take a little short break, remember, this hour, folks, not only going to go get into the email bag, we're a little late on that. Where's that Ugahorn at there? Okay, there he is. Okay. But I have for you the top 10 selling vehicles of 2023. You heard a little bit there in the first hour. You're going to hear more of them. And then we're going to go up the list. And then on the third hour, coming up on the third hour, you're going to hear, the drum roll, Dougie. We got to call Dougie, the 5-6 Delahaye drummer. Get him in here to do the 3, 2, and 1. Oh, yeah. That and much, much more. Trivia coming your way, too. Thanks for being here. I'm Mark Evans.
For listening. listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way.
What model is it?
Oh, there's plenty of models to pick from. Welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio, folks, here in the Auto World Plaza live in Boise, Idaho. Good to have you along. We're coast to coast. I appreciate that. I salute you. Thank you. And again, a little reminder, if you do not get one of our hours of Auto World, it's 3 hours every week. And of course, you folks listening on a delayed station means you're listening to me on a different time slot, different day and all. You can always get in touch with me through email. Okay. So the number again with all you folks live, of course, is 855-660-4261. Email me at any one point in time, all 28 hours of our day, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's right. Halfway through the night, I'm still thinking about cars. So I have a 28-hour day. There's nothing wrong with that. I will not answer your email, though, in the middle of the night, but I'm still thinking about you. It's time now, though. What? Yo, wait a minute. Oh, that bell means one thing. The product of the month. See, that bell reminds me of the old rubber hose that you used to drive over when you came into the full-service gas station. It would go ding, ding. Well, how'd it do it? It would go, yeah, and then I'd run out and put gas in your car. Can you check the oil and check the air in the tires and windshield wash that baby too for me, all for $1.22 a gallon? Wow, times have changed. Product of the month here on Auto World is called the Auto Sock. 'Tis a season. The white gold is starting to fall down, folks, all over the place. Finally, winter's finally coming around. The white gold. Well, that's what the body shops call it. White gold. Oh, yes. When it falls down, you slip, slide all around, and you need socks for your tires. Like the sock you're looking at right now on the right foot. Woo! That smell! No, no. Yeah, your tires do smell if you burn them off. Anyway, AutoSock. It's a cutting-edge textile tire cover engineered to enhance traction in the winter and icy road conditions in the winter time, folks. It's easy, straightforward. Mounting and dismounting process is easy compared to the conventional traction devices called tire chains. It's a soft little sock that you just put over your tire and drive away if you're stuck. Or you can drive around town in it and enhance your driving without sliding into somebody else. So, the product of the month, called AutoSock. Just go to AutoSock.com, period. Check it out. You'll buy a set. By the way, time for an email. Yes, time for an email. Then we're going to get to that sodium and salt. Not good for the body at all. I tell you, kidney stones, not. Thank you. Oh, we're not good. Oh, I tell you what. Okay, let's do it. Eddie, hand me the email bag. Thank you. Eddie, the engine email to the left of me. Thank you, sir. You're doing good. You're doing good. I'm going to dig in here and see if I can find one. We got a lot this week to get to, Eddie? Yeah. I got a lot of them here. I'm trembling up. Is that all right with you? No? Okay. God, I found one. Good. Folks, the address for email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Email me whenever you'd like. Just say hi. Just email me and say hey. Say Happy New Year. That's what it's all about. Okay? First off. I mean, that's the main thing. It's right. Just, we're all a family here. An Auto World family. Now, this one, thank you, Eddie, the engine. He put a reminder in there, and I like how you did that. What, did you put 30 of them in there? That's what I grabbed. He did. Okay. Thanks, Eddie, the engine emailer. Takes care of my emails, of course. I want to share with you, first, a gentleman that, let's do it. Let's do a shout-out. He's a charter member now, Thomas is a charter member here at Auto World. All that means, folks, you are too because you're listening. So any one of you that have listened to me more than once, you're a charter member. Coupons never expire here on Auto World. He's a charter member, and Thomas sent me an email that I want to talk a little bit about. But first off, let's do a shout-out for one of our great Auto World affiliates that Thomas listens to us on, and that is KZNU, FM 93.1, AM 1450, Saturday and Sunday down in St. George, Utah, the Firkin Enterprise in Washington. Good to have you along, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And Thomas, thank you for bringing us down to St. George. Again, appreciate it. Thanks for all the good, great emails. I want to share this one with everybody, Thomas, because I think it's a good thing to help with. And he had a couple things. In fact, let's just talk about both of them. He says, hey, Mark, Thomas here in St. George again. He says he's got a vibration, folks. I was helping him with him. He says, on a separate issue with my 15, he has a 2015 Toyota Tacoma beyond the vibrations I've been helping him with. By the way, the vibrations, Thomas, I believe we had spacers in there. Let's take care of that problem first. We had spacers. He had a vibration driving down the road. I said, let's get the spacers out of there and get those mounted back onto the original hubs. And he did. Thanks, Thomas, for doing that. Got rid of most of his vibrations, he stated. But, Thomas, here's your vibrations you still have right now that are on again, off again. You definitely do have one, maybe even two of the tires. I know you've balanced them many, many times, but they need to be balanced again. Now, here's the problem. You had the spacers on. The rubber on the tire, the rubber tires that were mounted on the wheels. How long did you have those mounted on the Toyota Tacoma that when the spacers were on there? Because the rubber has been worn in on that degree. That's right. The cobblestone tread that's on those tires were worn with the spacers in there. So you've got a different wear pattern in the rubber. That's the vibration you're feeling now. When you took the spacers out, now you've got to wear those tires, the cobblestone blocks that are in the tires, back to the square one again. And that's the vibration you're feeling, if that makes sense. It's like putting you buy a new pair of shoes, Thomas. You put the right foot in the right one, you put the left foot in the left one, and then you run down, you walk for a month. You just walk, okay? You just walk. You just live your life. And then you swap your shoes over. Well, your body worn the right foot shoe and the right shoe, right foot, that in that direction. That's what I'm saying here. You're going to feel funny. You're going to have a vibration. You're going to go to the chiropractor because your vertebrae will be out because your shoes don't fit those feet. That's what's happening. Let me know. Okay, now back to the email. He says, I'm having an issue with my horn. All of a sudden, it stopped working. After checking the obvious fuses and horn wiring connections. Don't forget about the horn relay, Thomas. You didn't say relay in here, so let's check the horn relay too. The obvious fuses and horn wiring connections, which all seem to be in order, I accidentally discovered that it works fine in the upside down position. In other words, at some point in the steering wheel rotation, it starts to work close to and in the upside down position. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back, read the rest of the email. And just for fun, Thomas, all we got to do is turn your truck upside down and drive it that way, and that'll get rid of it. No. We're going to come after this short break and help Thomas out right there in St. George, Utah.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
News update. This Sunday, the FAA ordering inspections of the Boeing 737-9 MAX model after that scare in the air Friday when a door blows off an Alaska Airlines flight, the plane at 16,000 feet. A little boy's shirt and cell phone sucked out while passengers forced to put on the oxygen masks as the pilot lands safely.
We believe from looking at radar data that the door is around Barnes Road near I-217 and the Cedar Hills neighborhood.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Hamendi in a news conference with reporters. The Northeast getting its first snow of the season. Hagerstown, Maryland, parts of New Jersey, and farther north in Boston all getting snow. Millions of people in the storm's path. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Road 66.
We've got a plan to go forward in the future, of course, today here on Auto World. And that means one thing. I want every one of you to do me a favor. Clean out your glove boxes. Come on. Open the glove box after the show. Don't do it right now. And when you open the door on this glove box thing that's over on the right-hand side of your automobile underneath there on the dash. Oh, yeah. You open that door up, and you know what? I guarantee it's like there's about 14,000 springs in there of paperwork springing out at you. Come on, how many registration notices do you need? Hey, I'm guilty. That's another quick reminder. That's why I'm doing it, because I did it. New Year, let's get that glove box cleaned out. Come on, folks, let's get the stuff out of there. Why? It's because next time you go into the automotive tire repair facility to get your tire fixed or get another set of tires put on or to get them rotated. By the way, rotation front to back, not diagonal. Because they, just like your right and left foot again, they've been spinning in the same direction. The right side's been spinning in the clockwise direction. If you put them on the other side of the car, they're going to go counterclockwise. Say goodbye to the steel belts and that Michelin radio. But they have to look for that stupid lug nut key socket. And it's in your glove box. And that's one thing you do not want. That's your personal glove box. You do not want me as a technician going into your personal space in your glove box, do you? Dumping everything on the floor, trying to look for the lug nut key to get a tire and wheel off? No. Okay. Little trivia, Auto World trivia for you today. Back in 1974, the average American family spent 33% of their yearly income for a new car. back in 1974. In 1995, American families spent 50% of their income on a new car. And I'll leave this with you. In 2024, how much of your percentage of your yearly income are you going to be spending on a new car? I'll leave that with you. Sodium. We all shake that salt shaker, don't we? I don't. Never have. Yet I did get a kidney stone. Or two or three, however many. Sodium. The whole ocean's made out of sodium, isn't it? Salt. Salt water. Sea salt. Oh, I'm a little healthier because I bought the package there said I'm buying sea salt. Potato chips. It's still salt. BYD. Have you ever heard of BYD, the car company? You're going to hear about it now. BYD breaks ground on its first sodium-ion EV battery plant. Sodium. The world's largest EV maker. That's right, folks. BYD broke ground on its first sodium-ion battery plant this last week. BYD is investing $1.4 billion to build a sodium-ion EV battery plant. You heard me right. BYD just topped Tesla in overall EV volume to become the largest electric car maker globally. But BYD is also a top global battery manufacturer, folks. Yeah. Although, you know, lithium-ion is currently the primary battery in these vehicles out there for electric cars. Companies are developing new chemistries to unlock lower prices, of course, to get the prices down, the range longer, faster charging, and less raw material in our earth. BYD's Blade battery powers other automakers. That's right, EVs, folks, including Tesla, Hyundai, Toyota, and Ford, to just name a few. The Blade battery is an LFP battery designed and built by BYD's Fine Dreams. Fine Dreams began building BYD's Blade battery in 2020. This is last June. The unit created its own joint venture with a holding company to expand its sodium-ion batteries. Now, the company aims to be the world's largest supplier of sodium battery systems. Been exploring sodium batteries years ago after seeing their economical value. Yeah. Cheaper than lithium. They have lower energy density. The batteries are almost useful in low-cost small cars and or two-wheelers that don't even need higher energy destiny. The density, excuse me. So, they've begin construction. They're building it as of 2022. They began to build the sodium ion battery production, battery plant, and they're putting it in their automobiles. BYD. Sodium ion battery powered EVs. BYD, again, I'll say it, is the world's largest EV maker over Tesla. They top Tesla in overall EV volume. And at any one point in time, please do. You can Google them. Dig into more of the facts of who they are and why they are. And they do have a couple of BYDs available in the United States. You can buy them. But sodium ion batteries. I guess I can say that their cars won't have any kidney stones. Or will they? They will have quite a few because it's made out of sodium. Oh, wow. Sodium. Today on Auto World, our history is our future. What happened in this last week in automotive history? It was back in December 1940. C. Harold Wills, Ford Model T designer. That's right. He passed away in 1940. He actually was the designer of the Model T. Way back when, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in 1878. He grew up in Detroit, where his father worked as a toolmaker. At the age of 17, he began an apprenticeship at his father's place of work, beginning a career in machining. By 1899, he had become acquainted with Henry Ford, who had recently started the Detroit Automobile Company. By the time DAC went belly up and Ford started his second attempt at a car business, the Henry Ford Company, Willis worked for him full-time. After the failed and Ford began the Ford Motor Company in 1903, he brought Wills along as chief designer and lead metal man, offering him a 10% of Ford's personal dividends as part of a salary, 10%. By the time the team began efforts on the Ford Model T that Wills designed, the growing design team was still led by Wills. He was credited with many aspects of the revolutionary car, including designing the car's transmission and its detachable cylinder head. He's also one of who penned the, the script, Ford logo. He's the guy that did it. The script Ford logo. It's still used in the Ford Motor Company today. Harold Wills, the designer of the Model T and also the designer of the Ford script that's on the front of your Ford automobile and or your truck. Or, right there in front of you, the steering wheel. Thank you, Harold Wills. You're still with us, right in front of us, right on the steering wheel. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, the top 10 selling vehicles. We're going up the list. That's right, the top 10 selling vehicles of 2023. Right here on Auto World in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The train has left the station.
Woo!
Good to have you along. This is Auto World. Yeah, trains were here before cars, trucks. Do you ever get a chance to ride on a train? Man, they're fun. I was over on a train in Germany with a glass top on it, and you can see out the top. Oh, it's just fun. That's what it's about. Having fun. Thanks for being here with me today, riding shotgun. Appreciate you actually tightening up the seatbelt as tight as you did. But you're starting to turn a little bit blue, so relax a little bit. Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show. Coupons never expire. Okay, let's get to the list. We're going up the list. The next hour, we're going to go, well, 4, 3, 2, and 1, etc. But let's do it right now. The list, what list? The list, we're on number 9. 25 best-selling cars, trucks, and SUVs of 2023. And again, I'm on number 9. We did 10. We're going to do number 9 as soon as I get up here in front of me. And just with that, before I get to number 9, you can always go back and want to know what you missed last hour or the last 5 minutes. Just go to my website, autoworldmedia.com, and you can get right there to the podcast, folks. Just click the little red bar on the top. It says podcast, listen here, podcast. And then you can go back and listen to whatever hour, minute, second you want to listen to. And I just want to keep reminding you of that. So, with that, because I'm hitting you with a lot of information, a lot of good stuff, a lot of fun, and sometimes you might miss it. Number 9 on the list is the Nissan Rogue. Don't go rogue on me this year. The Nissan Rogue, number 9 on the list of the best-selling automobiles for 2023. They sold 271,458. Number 10 was the Jeep Grand Cherokee, though. They sold 244,595. And I did a little calculation, Dashboard Daniel and I, and that's like, what was it, $12 million plus dollars on one car they made in 1 year. Number 9, just to warm you up, get you feeling fuzzy, number 8 on the list is the Toyota Camry of the best-selling automobiles for 2023. Toyota Camry, number 8, sold 290,649 units. Number 7 is the GMC Sierra. They sold 295,000 of those bad boys. GMC Sierra. That means we're going to go up the list, 6543, and all the way to number 1. We did get Dougie, a 5-stick Delahaye drummer, in. He'll do the drum roll. But right now, let's get to the email bag. Eddie, the engine email, takes care of your emails. Give me that email bag. Thank you. I'll dig in there, dive in there, and see what we get. Okay, there's one. If you do not want me to read your email live on the
behind the silver microphone, just put on there, don't read, and I still will help you, folks. I still will help you. Absolutely. I always have a little gift for you, a little detail package, a little bag that goes out to you that has a lot of great products. McGuire's Mothers, got a little Adams in there for you, wash drops in there, solution finish in there for you, a little bit of everything to keep your car detailed inside and out. I want you smelling good. No, there will not be a pair of my dirty socks in there unless you recommend it. Yeah. Okay, we can do it. I got one here that I can read. And by the way, if you've got a 911 call, meaning that 911 on your car is broke, it won't start, you need to get it fixed now. You need it fixed now. 911 on that email, please, and I'll get right to you. Eddie? Yes. Eddie's shaking his head. Yes. 911's come before anybody and everybody else. Okay, let's do it. Got one here. It says, hey, Mark, great show, my friend. Enjoy the new year, and we look forward to your show every year. Well, thank you. This is Kyle. Thanks, Kyle. Happy New Year to you and your family. Appreciate it. He says, I'm looking at changing it up in the new year, selling the gas and going electric. Do you have any overall tips that you could throw at me before I do the move? Happy New Year, Kyle, in Meridian, Idaho on 93.1. Awesome. Kyle, thank you. Appreciate it. Let's do a shout-out, first off, for one of our great Auto World affiliates right here in the area. It's News Talk, KBOI, 93.1 FM. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. Got the batteries all uncorroded, and we got a good battery there for our horn. News Talk, KBOI, 93.1 FM and 670 AM. Caldwell, Napa, hello. How about Star, Eagle? Yes. Good to have you along. Boise, Meridian, where Kyle is. Good to have you folks along. Ontario, Baker, Oregon. And I want to do a special shout-out to the folks over in Australia listening on the KBOI web app. That's what it's all about right there. Good to have you, all of you, along. Appreciate it. Australia, if you would, suck in some of that nice warm air for me because I got a little white gold on the ground here in the Boise, Idaho area. Anyway, good to have you folks along. Kyle, good to have you here. What kind of tips? You're going to get rid of the gas and you want to go EV. One thing, Kyle, first and foremost, you need fuel, buddy. You do need fuel. And in an EV car, you need electricity. So you need to have your life figured out where the plug-ins are. First plug-in is in your garage, at your house, apartment, townhome, or condo. You need one at where you have your crib, where you live. First off, price that out. Get that done first. You need your own fuel, period. And in this case, it's electricity. Next, you need to know where the other charge sticks are that you can plug in to get more of that electric fuel. Okay? That's the first thing. Second thing is, you're in Meridian. Second thing, if you're thinking about a Tesla, so many people do not know this. As I'm driving around our hometown here in Boise, you do not know that there's a Tesla dealer in Boise, Idaho, here out south, Cole, in Boise, Kyle. Yeah, that's right. So what I'm saying is that you need service of some sort with every brand. You need technicians, mechanics, and a company that has a service type of style of department. But Mark, it's electric. There's nothing to fix. Yes, there is. How's that driver's power window working when you're going in and out of fast foods all the time there, Kyle? And you're getting into the windows going up and down all the time. Is that motor still working? That's what I'm talking about. You need brakes. There's a lot of moving parts in a Tesla. So you need to verify the manufacturer that you're deciding to purchase and buy, that they're easy for you to get to. I won't mention the brand, but this one brand here in the Boise, Idaho area, this gentleman sold it because he could not get any charge sticks to fit into the outlet. And no, it's not a Tesla. It's another brand. He sold it because of that, Kyle. So make sure that you can charge it to get the power to it, and you're good to go. That's one of the biggest things. And then make sure that you're happy with the service department of the manufacturer that you're dealing with. You might be just driving by there and saying hi to them, shake their hands. I'm thinking about buying your brand. Tell me, what model do you not work on a lot? See, there's another Auto World tip. If they say we work on these models all the time. By the way, while you're right there looking at the service department and that dealership, Kyle, and this goes along with all of you folks with the ICE engines, internal combustion engines, look at the service department. Go in there in that building and look out that little window that's like a fishbowl, looking into the service department, and see what models are sitting in the service bays, because that's probably not the model you want. Because it's in the service bay getting fixed all the time. Talk to them. Let them know that you want to know what model is not in here all the time. And then go buy it and be happy. So, and then do you drive an EV? What's your application? Do you drive an EV freeway around town? Break it up in percentages. Well, Mark, I'm going to buy a Tesla. See? There it is. Do you need I'd recommend a motor on every wheel. By the way, Kyle, I want an all-wheel drive because you live in Meridian, Idaho. We're a four-season state, city, area. You need an all-wheel drive motor on each wheel, period. Then you'll be covered. But another thing, when you do get it, I want you to go ahead and get some auto socks in there in the glove box, in the frunk. Get the frunk full of some auto socks so in case you get stuck or want to go up to Bogus and go skiing, you're covered. That's the product of the month, anyway. Auto socks. They look good on those cars. Anyway, Kyle, I hope that helps. Appreciate it. There's a lot more tips here, too, that I have a whole long list of tips. But make sure that the application of the automobile that you're buying, and this goes for everybody, works for your application. How you drive it. Where you're going. Thanks, Kyle. Hey, I've got a little gift bag for you. If you'd like me to hand deliver it to you, I will. Send me your address, if you would, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Appreciate you being with me, Kyle, and everybody in every city, state that we are. We are coast to coast. I'm proud of that. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll see you on the third hour. Remember, autoworldmedia.com. You can go listen live if your favorite radio station does not take me. Thank you. We'll see you there. Drive safe, everybody. Keep pushing the juice pedal.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.